Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are here this morning, and we are happy to be here. Good morning, Cindy.
Oh, good morning, honey. How are you this morning?
Oh, any better, I'd be on vacation.
I know.
So it was a sort of a busy, crazy week. I heard there was an election or something happened this week, right?
I did not hear that.
You didn't hear that? No,
I
didn't hear about it either.
I was busy showing properties that,
yeah, I know.
That I keep losing
We're trying to keep the economy rolling, you know what I mean?
Trying.
Just you and I.
Yeah,
exactly. It feels like it. But it was interesting. Interesting things happened this week. So I just say it doesn't really matter who you voted for. This country's supposed to come together and unite. You know what I did
exactly
the day after is I looked up just a lot of different quotes from like different presidents and stuff. And that is a common theme. I mean, when your party doesn't win, you pass the torch over gracefully and graciously to the next person.
Absolutely.
So I'm not thrilled, by the way, with these people. Ryan is with us this morning, too. The riots and breaking windows and setting fires. And what does that prove?
Nothing.
In the words of Obama, we're Americans first.
Yes.
Just come together. Right.
Absolutely. I just don't even understand it. And the thing that's so funny, it's like you're sort of, I'm not going to get too political because I probably shouldn't, but the one thing that when I was watching the Today Show, I mean, they look like they were in mourning, by the way, just watching it and seeing all these video clips of all these different things and like people beating like a thing that looked like Trump and like beating it with a bat. And I was like, this is the party that called the Republican Party deplorable. Mm-hmm. Like a basket of deplorables are now beating like up mannequins. Yeah. Like it's just crazy to me. So I say we all come together and make this world
right. And you know, and
place.
I certainly do not want to get political at all, but I do remember when Reagan, who I felt was a really good president, I really loved him. He was balked. People hated him. Like, I can't believe we put a movie star in the.
Yeah.
And he was one of our
best.
And I did really well during his reign. I'm not going to say I made a lot of money then. Not so much anymore, but I did.
You're doing fabulous right now. You're kidding me. Yeah, but I just think, you know, I do think that it is a time for us to unite and to be strong so the other countries see us as being that, you know.
Yeah.
So whether you voted for him or you didn't vote for him, I mean, those choices are yours, and that's why we call it America. But I think once the decision is made, you have to, you know,
respect that.
Yeah, you have to come together. And
you know, I've been in that situation several times where I thought, oh God, another 4 years of this.
Yes.
And you know what, life went on.
It did.
And
it really did.
You know, it took me like 13 seconds.
Yep. What do you say? Oh, something political.
Thank you, Rye. thank you on this Saturday morning. I need that. I need that. Right?
But the world needs more love, sweet love.
We do. And that, but you know, you have to move on, really, because there's bigger things going on out there.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, obviously, here we are. We're political. We're talking politics today. That's what we're going to do. But, you know, if you voted, you know, whichever way you voted, I mean, whoever's in that office has people who help them. And yes. I loved that Trump was very humbled and sat up there and said, for the people who didn't support me through this, I really do need your help to make this country great again. That was his words, you know. So, you know, and I thought Hillary's speech was great, too. Yep. And I think she believes the same, just like when Bernie, you know, he gave up the reins so, you know, she could be the one that was nominated by the Democratic Party. And he was very gracious. It's about helping our country, helping all of us. Mm-hmm. Stop the riots. There's enough.
I know. Enough. I think those people.
Well, I think of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa said, don't invite me to a, what are these called? These rallies or a protest. Don't invite me to a protest. I'm never going to go. Invite me to a peace rally and I'll certainly show up.
Yeah.
Let's make it all about peace. Like John Lennon would say, right?
Right. Look what happened to poor John.
I know. Boy, that was a serious aside of me that doesn't come out that often.
I know.
But,
well, you haven't had enough of that water in your cup yet.
Yeah. I know. It was just, I just wanted to bring it up. I was just, you know what? Congratulations to the United States of America. We're gonna come together and we're going to be great. And we always were great. I believe that. And I think we're still going to continue to be great.
Agreed.
And speaking of great, I think you're great.
Me, not me too, think I'm great. I think you're great. I was going to say me too, Shah. But
yeah,
I
you
mean,
do. You do. I you do. Think you're great. I you're do. Looking fabulous. I you're do. You're do. Like do. All do. Dressed up and I'm like in casual mode here today. But that's okay. I just have, you know.
You're always fabulous.
Yeah. Headache today. But so today's show, it's just the two of us, which
is
great.
Which is nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
we've been doing more
to myself.
We've been doing more and more of these shows, which is really, really nice. Today, do you want to tell everybody what we're thinking about about?
We're talking about, we're going to digress. You know that. That's just who we are. But we're going to talk about low inventory and something I am struggling with greatly right now with a couple of my clients. And they're, you know, I just found out the other day that I lost on the sixth offer that I put in for this girl. And we look at, you know how you used to say you give them a bottle of water and a granola bar and I show them 18 properties and we pick one? It's one property here, one property there.
Yeah, because
put an offer in. We're the highest offer.
What area are you looking in?
Just Weymouth for this particular client, this one. And then the other one, pretty much anywhere on the South Shore. But we're still, you know, my client has put in the highest offers, but this is what I'm finding. And I don't know the answer, but I do have a thought process on this. So I ask, what happened? Were we not close? Because I put in the escalation clause. I do this. And we're going, which is against my better judgment, $25,000 over asking price.
Yeah, I was hearing about $50,000 over asking cash offers not getting accepted.
Well, and so this is the thing. I'm up against the cash offers of those people that sold their property, let's just say May, June, July, I don't know, August, had to move in with family or rent something, and now they actually have cash.
Yep.
Like, and they can pay cash for a house where a few months ago they would have been just in the same position as, you know, my client or your client that they need the funds from selling their house in order to put down. So they're not a cash buyer at that point. So that's been, so my clients are very, they're sad, they're frustrated, you know, and getting down. And I'm just trying to keep them up and say, that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one for you. There'll be a better one. There'll be a better one. Now what is happening, because she is just ready to go, right? Mm-hmm. Now what's happening is they're putting the properties, you know, in MLS on Tuesday, Tuesday morning. No showings until the open house, which is killing me.
Yeah.
Because here's, and I know that there'll be a, we could, you and I could have a disagreement or a discussion on this, but in my, and I
she
get that.
She is fired up.
I
are you
am.
Because
I feel so bad. So in my world, when I put a property on, if you're working with an agent, you really are looking for a property, you make an appointment, you go see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going, it's not about me and how many buyers I can potentially get for my listing. So, but I have been in always a multi, in the last, I'll say, almost 2 years, multiple offer situation, and I don't hold off on the open house. And I do tell my clients, you could have an offer before the open house.
Oh, you could
not. You could not. Do you want me to hold the open house if you do have an offer? Because I'm not promising anything. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, for backup offers. Or would you like to just, if we have several offers or not, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do, because I'm working for you. So my client is anxious to get into these properties, and we now, they put it in on Tuesday, we have to wait till Sunday at noon to see the property. And then I'm losing another week of my client getting in there before the holidays, before the year end.
You know, and the other thing too is, and I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I will say it, and I'm not saying it about all agents, but like one of the things that's happening is the client is starting to have a little concern that maybe there's other reasons that we're not getting these showings. They're asking, are these listing agents just waiting to get an offer for their own so they can have the buying side of it and the selling side? Now, I'm not saying that.
No, I know.
It could be true. It could not be true. I don't know. I don't know the motivation of anybody. I know I personally have had listings where I put it in like on a Friday or a Thursday and I'll say no showings until Sunday. We have paperwork we're supposed to be filling out for that with MLS. But my client is still getting the house ready. And you don't want to put a house.
That.
I don't like putting a house on the market on a Saturday or Sunday because I'm afraid it's going to get lost in the shuffle of life. So that's why we choose, like if I come on a Thursday or a Friday, then sometimes we have to do that. But there are definitely circumstances where I've had agents call and say, my client is going to be out of town this weekend. They really want an option to look at this house. And I'll be like, let me see if the seller is willing to do that. But I'll explain, just so you know, like the cleaning lady hasn't been there yet, or we're still working on, you know, getting something repaired or fixed or whatever it is, and letting them in. But under no circumstances, whether it's me as the listing agent, you as somebody who works at Boston Connect Real Estate, anybody else, going to submit an offer and have it accepted. And that's what we're starting to see.
Right.
That's bothersome to me.
Yeah.
Because now everybody doesn't have a fair shot at that house. So it is frustrating. But, you know, the other thing we're seeing is a lot of houses that aren't even making it to the market. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, the good, the bad of all of that, and the ugly. Isn't that a segment that we do here?
The good, the bad, and the really, really stupid.
Okay. All right. So I'll go with that. Is that houses, what was I starting to say there? When people are putting, for the seller, does it make sense that maybe you want to wait? Maybe you will get multiple offers. But when we're talking about houses not making it to market, there's a couple of different things that happen there. If you sell a house before it gets on the market, maybe that's what the client wanted, right? You know, maybe it's, you know, I don't want to go through the process. I don't want a bunch of people going through my house. If you have a buyer for me, bring me that buyer, right? But I always say, well, if you only open it up to one person, you don't know if you'll be able to get more. Because the market is the determinant of the value of your house.
Absolutely.
So that's what really determines what the value of the house is. So I think, don't let just one person come through your house.
I agree. Yeah.
Let all of them.
That would not occur to me to do something like that. And I hope I wouldn't have a client, because I would try to educate the client a little bit more on why that's not a good thing. Because as you and I both know also, deals fall apart.
Absolutely.
And especially lately, like deals are falling apart. All over the place. Well, appraisals are killing me. Yeah.
Yep. The appraisals have been tough and, you know, situations with new construction. Actually, I had a closing this week and, you know, some of the touch-up paint wasn't done and things like that. So it's like, now you're doing hold back. It's a little crazy, but you need a good team on your side to help you through those.
Absolutely.
Those bumps and those hurdles. But the inventory is definitely low. I know I was looking in some of the, you know, different areas. I might be able to go online. Can I go online on this computer in here, I wonder?
Yes, you can.
All right, maybe I'll do that in a minute. Yeah. You know, just to look at the inventory, because I remember looking, I was looking in, I think it was one of the local towns, and I was like, 44 active listings, 33 active listings. Like, there's not a lot of activity. And a lot of them have been on the market for a while, so
there's something going on with those. And for me, in this, the price range that, my client is in a wide price range. She's not looking for a four-bedroom colonial, but at this point, she'll take it. So we're in a, she will. It's just she and her daughter, but she'll take it. So she's in the, you know, $300,000 to $575,000. So I do, you know, I did a search, and there was nothing, like nothing between $475,000 and $575,000. It was zero.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
We got nothing.
Nothing.
We got nothing.
And I'm in seriously, I text her at like 5:15 in the morning as soon as I, you know, start looking when I get up. And she's like, I think, are you and I the only two? I go, no, I'm doing it for a couple of others too. Yeah. But do you want to see this one today? Then I look at the listing and I say, oh, we can't do anything until Sunday. Don't put it on Tuesday and tease me.
Yeah.
Put it on Thursday. I understand Thursday, Friday. Just don't tease me for Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. I think that's a long time to sort of wait. I don't think that's right.
And the house is vacant, so there's no cleaning going on. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, there are different markets, too, that are more difficult. I know that Weymouth, Quincy, Braintree area, it's very, very hot. I mean, it's very convenient. People want to be, I have a new client, you know, that I'm going to be working with that wants that area. And it's really difficult because the inventory is so low. But the convenience of being close to, you know, Boston. Well,
Boston, the highways, the train commuter station.
Commuter rail. Yeah, everything. It's very, very convenient. You know, the tough marketplace, too, is our Boston office is now open.
Oh, that's right. I know. I think we mentioned that last week.
Did we?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's now.
We talked about it.
Yeah, well, I know that I was in there this week hanging all the, you know, the equipment
and TV and
stuff.
I can't wait to get in and see it.
Yeah, we still have a little more to do, but you know what? It's an annex for us, so now we now have the Boston office, the Bridgewater office, and, of course, our South Shore office here.
On fire, she is.
Yeah. I'm exhausted.
I'm impressed.
But she looks fabulous.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
It doesn't matter how you feel. It's how you look.
No, things are good. No, it's been great. And you know what? We've been opening these offices for the agents who want these areas. You know what I mean? So we opened Bridgewater because we had a bunch of women join us from that Middleborough, Lakeville, Bridgewater. They're doing great. Great, great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They tickle upon the Cape Cod area as well. And then, you know, there was a handful of agents who were like, we really want the Boston office, you know? So here we are. So we have a nice little annex.
That's great.
Before I forget,
congratulations, Shaq. Well, you know, you work very hard. She works 24/7.
Yeah. Well, congratulations
more
to
hours
all of
than
us.
24.
Congratulations to all of us.
Oh,
I mean,
everyone,
this was
you
not
have
me.
Great
this
agents.
The whole
but,
office is great.
Yeah. Oh,
including yourself. So.
No, she has a great team.
And I don't want to forget, our show is being sponsored by Fairway Mortgage. We never want to forget about Dan Mann. He has been wonderful. I've sent him a couple clients in the past couple weeks. We have more buyers than we have listings. So.
And then those, yeah, I know.
You know?
I do know.
It's time to put the house on the market. Do we have a break? Yeah. He's like, all right, enough already. Stop talking about it. Yeah, well, we talked politics at the beginning. I can't believe I even did that. I know. Hey, I just want the world to be happy.
Right?
Like, what is, you know what I mean?
It's another day. It's a new day.
Maybe I'm an indigo child. Like, I'm supposed, like, I want the world to be, maybe I should be earthy crunchy. Maybe I should be.
I'm not seeing. You can see us now. We are fabulous.
All right, we'll leave on this little song, but we'll be right back. As long as we can live in harmony,
why can't we be friends? The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. Here with Cindy Ford, of course. We are both full-time real estate agents over at Boston Connect Real Estate. I talk like I work there rather than like being the broker owner of the company. But
well, you do work there.
I know, I do. Yeah, I'm an agent.
You do work for you.
I do.
How does
I
that
do.
Work out for you?
Yeah, I know.
Do you ever want to fire you?
Yeah, so there are times. Yeah, there are times I say, you need a vacation. You should take
you
one.
You need a promotion.
Yeah, exactly. So Cindy and I are here. We're just talking about, you know, the low inventory. It's just us today, no guests. And we're just talking about low inventory and why we think that right now is a great time to put your house on the market. It's because of that, right?
We tell people that all the time. It is. It's a great time. You know, sometimes I think people think that you're not, you know, it's the holiday season. People aren't looking. Buyers never take a day off, never take a vacation from looking. They're looking. They're serious buyers are always, always looking.
Oh, my gosh. 11, 12 o'clock at night. I have people, like, my phone is ringing at 11 and 12 o'clock at night from Zillow, people on Zillow. I have people calling me at 5:30 in the morning for Zillow. It's, like, crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. And so the buyers never stop looking. So the people that do take their properties off the market, let's just say some of them do it, you know, right after Halloween, some of them do it just before Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving, then your house is more desirable, you know, because that person is looking. We've put properties on the market in December.
Well, last year.
Last year.
You were
a couple,
Christmas Eve, weren't you?
Christmas
doing
Eve.
Christmas
I was,
Eve?
Yeah. I was I had multiple offers on a property that, I thought it was another property I was going to have for a while.
Yeah.
And I think I had six offers. I put it on the 23rd and the 24th. I had six offers. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was one New Year's Eve. Mm. I was getting ready to put a property on. We were going into Boston, put it on New Year's Day, and had three or four offers.
Mm.
So it is not, it's never a bad time, I think, to put your house on the market. That's my opinion, but you know, I see your listings coming on all the time.
Yeah, and I think that people think, you know, oh, I want my yard to look, you know, I want the flowers in bloom, I want this, I want that. You know, I think that having those pictures available, by the way, I mean, we can put those in flyers, we can put them scrolling on our computers and our iPads and everything else, we can put them in a video, you know, so people can now see that and envision that. So maybe way back when we didn't have the access of instant cameras, you know what I mean, where we're no film, right? We don't have to worry about getting anything developed, but we can show people what things look like before, where maybe that was the common thought was, well, I want everybody to be able to see my yard and what it looks like. Well, now we have iPads. We can show them exactly what it looks like.
Right.
Google can show you what your house looks like.
I sometimes have those properties that have pools, and I'll say, do you have any pictures
you know,
from the summer? So I can show your pool, because people get a little apprehensive about, is a pool okay? Because there's a cover on. I said, well, it is December.
Mm.
And so even though it has a heater,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you're writing that down? Oh, she's got a little red asterisk.
Well, the reason why I'm writing this down is because I'm really hoping that Jim Sweeney is going to be joining us, who's an attorney.
Mm.
And that's a really good thing that we should be talking about when we're putting in offer. So maybe when Jim Sweeney comes, I think we're hoping that he'll be here next week.
Next week, we're hoping, yep.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about contingencies as we're getting into the winter months. And what should we be writing in there? Should we say, you know, contingent upon verifying that the AC unit is working? But maybe that's something that you do now. I mean, get a certificate. If you're thinking about coming on the market, you can't put the AC on until the temperature gets to a certain temperature.
60 degrees,
right? So I think maybe that's a good idea. Have somebody come out and look at your AC unit and service it and put on their letterhead that this was in working order on November, what's today's day? 12th, 13th? I don't even know. So that's what I think that we should do. Today's date, by the way, is the 12th.
Honestly,
I had to look at the phone.
Yeah, I know.
I had no idea.
Today's the 12th.
It's just flying by. That's why we're in the days just blend. They really do. And Title Fives.
Yes.
Because I had Last year, that house that went under agreement, the Title V couldn't be done. Well, they needed a new septic, so that it failed. But then the ground got frozen.
Yeah.
So we had to push the closing until the end of March because, Sharon, and correct me or help me here, do they no longer want to do holdbacks, right?
No.
Right. So what do we do in the winter months when someone has a Title V that hasn't been done?
Yeah, well, you sort of have to wait. or find somebody who has the equipment. I know that we had Casoli sand and gravel and septic systems, yeah, because he had a bunch of different companies over there. He used to be a frequent guest of ours, and he did a great job, and we always talked about that. And he was able to, I know he has some really, really good equipment that was able to do systems in the winter time, but it gets
hairy.
But you do get to a certain point where if there's, you know, snow on the ground, that's different.
Right.
Because now you have to move. I remember one house in particular that they did do, actually. They had to repair something on the front lawn. It's not their fault, but like they were lifting up the snow and putting it aside, and then it's all muddy and yucky, you know.
And you can't plant grass. You can't do anything like that. So I know for my property, they put something in, the purchase and sale Jim did, that they would come back and reseed, because we closed in March, that they would reseed before May 31st, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and did all of that. Yep. So that's a good thing.
So that's something that we can
about. There used to be a day where you could do a holdback for the Title V, and if it was winter, within 6 months or something, it had to be done. Right now, those days are gone.
No, that's when Mark and I bought the. We have the two family in Pembroke, and we had to pay for the septic system to be fixed ourselves, and we had to do a hold back on that. So, and you have to get three estimates and all that, but they don't do it that anymore. They just want it done. So, but those are some great ideas that we'll talk about with Jim about contingencies and how to protect yourself. Is the pool in running order? So, that would have been a good thing to get done before you close the pool.
Well, even so, even if the pool is open, I thought, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm a little tired this morning, but I thought that, like, the inspector's not going to do anything. Look at the pool. Nothing. There's nothing. That's not even where he goes, because I've had several this summer that had pools, and they didn't even go out there.
Yep. Nope. They don't care. I mean, maybe they do, like, a cabana or something, if it had running water and bathrooms. I think it would cost you extra.
Probably.
That's a good question for Steve. Do we have Steve on?
Yes.
By the end of
December.
The year? In December.
In December,
we do.
We have Steve on December 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll talk about that. I'll make a little note.
Okay, perfect. So again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are both from Boston Connect Real Estate. I am a broker owner and Cindy is an associate broker. And we have all kinds of good things going on over at the office these days. We're growing, growing, growing. So I'll just put out a little plug out there. If you're a real estate agent and you're thinking at the end of the year that you're looking for a new company that has a lot of training and a lot of good success and all that, and you'd like to learn more about Boston Connect Real Estate, you can give me a call and I'd be happy to talk to you about the office. You can catch me at 781-294-4848. Remember, we have Bridgewater, Boston, and now our South Shore office here in Pembroke, servicing all of the South Shore areas.
And a little shout out to all of our agents at Boston Connect, because do you know how many times when I'm working with my buyers or I have a listing and another agent calls, that they say, oh, you work for Boston Connect. They are the nicest, nicest agents.
We really do. Yeah.
We all care. Like, there's no...
We don't have any fighters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are just trying to make it difficult. And sometimes we get against an agent and they'll be like, wah, wah, wah. And I was like, there's nothing you can do to make me fight with you right now. Nothing. I'm so beyond that.
Right?
Nope. Rah, rah, rah. Nope. I don't care. I'm not fighting. This is not about us. No, but we do. We have a good group. I actually was talking to one of our agents actually on my way here today. And one of the things that she said was that, you know, she came from another company and she's newer with our company this year. No, she's a seasoned agent. And she said, I just feel so comfortable when I'm there. And I just know that at any time, anybody would help me if I had a question or needed any help.
Always.
Which is great. So
yeah,
a little plug for Boston Connect Real Estate. They're doing great. And our mentors, you're one of our mentors. Mm. You guys do a great job with the new agents and it's awesome.
Love the new agents.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, so we're talking about, we're talking about a little bit of everything.
I told you we'd digress.
Yeah.
It's
a smorgasbord. It's a smorgasbord of real estate.
Smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord.
There's no borg.
Oh, board.
That's a cyborg, right? It's a smorgasbord and a cyborg, right?
Okay.
You're right.
What's a cyborg?
Like an alien type thing, right? A cyborg?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you Google that?
Will you Google that?
Could you Google
so cyborg? So it's a smorgasbord. Like, so they just put a bunch of stuff
on the it's a smorgasbord.
Okay, so we're having a smorgasbord of real estate today. So we're talking about the inventory being really low and why we think it's a really good idea now to put your house in the market. We hit upon it. I mean, the serious buyers are out there right now. They're the ones.
Absolutely.
So you won't be interrupted as much during, you know, that time.
And you can also, you know, just strictly enforce those 24-hour, you know, notice things. Because I know I'm a big offender of that. Like I call and say, please, 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 can I get interrupted?
Yeah.
Please, 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 please. And they let me in.
Yeah.
But you could strictly enforce that 24-hour showing period. And then, you know, people can see that, oh, look at how nice and cozy and this house is for Christmas and the decorations. And I can't wait to decorate, you know, for myself. But it doesn't end. I mean, we're showing properties all. I'm out again
one
this
thing
weekend.
When you're talking about the decorations, you know, regardless of, you know, Christmas or Hanukkah and Thanksgiving and all these other, you know, holidays we're coming across, I say to, you know, try to keep it simple.
Absolutely.
You know, I know one, this makes me sad every time I go into somebody's house. It really makes me sad. I'm wondering if you ever come across it, but like if I go into somebody's home and they have, you know, like the statues of Mary or the statues of maybe St. Jude and just like, you know, just their stuff, you know, rosary beads and all that, or pictures of Jesus and crosses and things. And people will say, well, I had another agent in here and they told me I should take down all of that. And I was like, is all of that important to you? And they're like, yes. And I said, then you shouldn't take it down. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think if I'm going way back when I was first an agent, there were several things that I do differently now than we did then. Remember, it was like no family pictures whatsoever, no crucifixes, no nothing of showing your religious orientation, nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, sometimes things, there can be a little too many of something. It could be silk flowers, it could be, but if that person, like I just know, you know your audience, if that gives that person comfort, then
that's how,
you know,
I feel
too bad. Well, but back in the day when I was new and I was, I'm like, oh no, you can't do this, you can't do that. But now I think things are a little bit different.
Yeah. Back in the day when we were young.
Back in the day when, I don't think I was even young then. I
you
wasn't.
You look young now. Are you kidding
but
me?
But I wasn't.
but no, then that's how I feel. And I feel even just with the, you know, with children, when somebody's in a house with and they have children and they'll, you know, just tidy up their toys. But you don't want to distract the children either. You don't want to make this like a negative thing for them.
No.
You know?
Sometimes the kids' toys are bigger than the room.
Oh yeah, but that type of
than
stuff.
The,
yeah,
the children. Like, so we want those kind of. Can we get those out of the living room or the kitchen? But their bedrooms, just tidy up their bedrooms.
Yeah, just tidy up their bedrooms. Yep,
that's where their that's their space.
That's
so.
Their and you want to make them comfortable for this transition. You don't want them to be, you know, discouraged moving into a new house.
No,
I have this cute family though. They wanted to take like the oak tree in the front lawn. Like, that's hard to move.
Especially this time of year,
I think I'll do that as a closing gift, though. I think I'll I'll give them a gift card to like a landscaping place so they can get a new tree.
Yeah, and that can be their new one for
their new
house.
Yeah, their new tree.
Because when I planted those sticks that I got in the mail when we moved into our houses, and I thought I was getting a dogwood tree, I really was waiting for the dogwood tree.
Yeah.
And I got a box about 12 by 12, and I thought, what's in here? What's in this box? And they were literally sticks, like brown sticks, dogwood, Japanese red maple. And I thought, oh, that might be why I paid $9.99 a piece. So fast forward 24 years, I've got some big trees in my front yard. But I thought I had hit pay dirt. I really did. Yeah. I thought, look at me. I've got a big, beautiful dogwood that is now a big, beautiful dogwood, but it was a stick. I'm not going to lie. And it was $9.99 or $7.
Do you know what? Well, we are totally digressing. But when I moved in and the side lawn, like, so we had the whole side yard and it was filled with all these bushes and everything. And I just said to my husband, no, just get them out of here. Like, who cares? Like, mow them all down. And then I was talking to somebody in town on conservation, actually, Bobby Clark. I love, love, love that man to pieces. And he said, yeah, those were all blueberries. I love blueberries. Do you know how much money I spent?
You took down the blueberry?
I didn't know they were blueberries.
And do you know how expensive
blueberries are
right
are
now?
Very expensive.
I did not buy them this week because the little, what is it, a pint?
Yeah.
Was like $6.98. I love blueberries.
Me too.
I didn't buy them. I said, no, I just refuse.
Mm-hmm. That's how I get. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But the raspberries.
Raspberries that get moldy in a day.
Yeah, the raspberries and the blackberries that get moldy in a day. Yep, I had some of them today. And I was like,
I taste a little mold.
Yeah, it's all right.
Just bought them yesterday.
Could have had the blueberries.
Yeah, for $6.99.
Yeah, not happening.
No, for free, if Sharon didn't offer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, if I didn't mold them down. I know, that's so terrible.
You could have replanted those even if you didn't want them in your side.
I didn't know what they were.
You were young.
Yeah, I was 24 years old.
You were young.
I would never know. Do you know I didn't even know asparagus came out of the ground? I thought I don't know. I never.
What'd you think? Asparagus tree?
No, I never thought about it.
Animal?
No, I knew certainly for sure it wasn't that, but I just never thought about it.
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
Why
never,
just asparagus?
Well, what do you mean?
Why not any other vegetable? Why did you not know where, like, it's a
I guess I never saw it. I mean, you see tomatoes on a vine. Like, that's sort of common sense, right? Tomatoes on a vine.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just never, they grow literally out of the ground. I did not know that. I was over at someone's house and I was like, oh my gosh, those look just like asparagus. They're like,
oh, because they are.
She's Einstein. I think that we'll hire her to sell our house. I was like, sorry. We didn't have them popping up on Dorchester Ave. Right? What's that? It's not. It's definitely not asparagus. I don't know. Oh, we sort of definitely went off track there. We've probably lost all our listeners. But hey, the two of us are having a ball here. So whatever. Whatever.
We're
lost you.
Saturday morning. We're happy.
We've lost you.
It's all good.
I'm sorry about that. Are we ready for a break? Or where are we? No, we have four more minutes. Okay, perfect.
Oh.
So we'll just recap, okay? So we're talking that it's low inventory.
Yes.
And it's a really, really good time to put your house in the market if you're a seller. The reason why that's so good is because you'll probably get top market dollar for your home, okay?
Absolutely.
So when we're looking to put a house in the market, we look at sold properties. Your house is apples to apples. That's what we're trying to compare it to. So that's what we put the house on the market for. But people are buying with emotion right now. So they're paying over the asking
price.
But
it still has to appraise.
Still has to appraise. That's where the difference is from now, from when it was years ago.
And then, as you've mentioned before on other shows, we do have the corporate world. You
know,
because of... oh, gosh, what is it? Forecasting it? No,
relocating.
No, I'm still thinking of, you know, the budgets. The new budgets come out for the new year. They're hiring. People are relocating, as you said. So they're going to be looking in December.
You know, especially during vacation time is a really big time for these, you know, the C-level executives to be considering making a move. So and a lot of times what they do is they come out and they look at, you know, six houses. They make a decision and that's it. So make sure your house is available. That's the other thing too, is if you are on the market, generally don't say no to a showing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sick.
Unless it's like Christmas Eve after midnight mass or something like that, you know,
yeah.
That's not good.
When's the last time you went to midnight mass?
I can't stay awake that long
anymore.
It's 4 o'clock. I can't. I cannot.
And besides that,
Kimmy was little always, but yeah. I can't.
I don't want to be bumping into Santa. That's how I feel. Right? I don't want to bump into him. I'm sorry. It's a little weird that I see this guy coming down my chimney. I'm sorry. Don't you? I think it's weird.
It is kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah, you're
strange.
I don't even want
to
hear the reindeer on the roof. It freaks me out.
Well, I do leave reindeer food out.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, of course.
It's a long night.
They are busy.
flying all over the world.
Yeah, they're tired.
They're tired. They need food. And you have to sprinkle the dust so that they can see where you put the carrots.
My favorite thing. Oats and glitter.
Oats and glitter.
Do you do that? Oatmeal food.
Yeah. Shake it up in a baggie and I sprinkle it all over the backyard.
Yeah. I say we do that this year together. Let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it in the Boston Common when no one's around. We'll just sprinkle it all over the place and we'll have reindeer from all over coming.
Right?
That would be
reindeer
fun.
Reindeer from all over in the Boston Common coming from where?
They're flying in.
There's like nine.
There's Dasher and Dancer.
And Prancer and Vixen on Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you know the most famous reindeer of all?
No, I don't, Sharon. Who's the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph.
Red-nosed reindeer.
All right, it's not even Thanksgiving.
I know.
Did we just digress, Ryan?
Yeah, I know. Maybe we save the show for when we're closer. But Cindy knows all the Christmas songs because her birthday is in
the
December.
The week before Christmas, just in case you want to start saving your pennies. The week before Christmas Eve.
And it's a Christmas month for her.
It
so.
Is. It's my birthday month. And I do still love
birthday
my birthday.
Month, yeah. Birthday month, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about, I don't even know what the heck we're talking about anymore. Oh, we're talking about getting top dollar for your home. January is a big transfer month. We talked about that. Serious buyers, less showing. Timing, by marketing your home in the winter will give you an opportunity to look for a home that's right for you. So if you put your house on the market, that's what you were talking about earlier. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Do I sell my house and look for another one? Do I look for a house and then say I'm going to put my house on the market? So
I've never experienced until this year a client of mine that can't find a property so that they can close on both the same day.
Yeah.
That this is the first year for me that they have to go live with someone.
I have a client living in a barn that we closed this week.
Does it have heat?
They were living in a barn. That's what they told me. We're living in a barn. Yep. Their brother's house. Living in a barn area. But it is. It's done over. But I thought it was funny. I'm living in a barn for a week until the house was done. All right. When we come back, we'll promise you that we'll try to get on
track.
But
I'll talk to Sharon during the break.
I know. But if you're thinking about buying or selling a house and you would like a team on your side to help you through those processes of navigating home buying and home selling, whether it's at the same time or separately, or to find out what your choices are, maybe you are thinking about, hey, spring is just the best time for me.
Right.
Well, you know what? If spring is the best time for you, you should know that spring means the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you should also know that you should be preparing now for that market.
So we still need to get over there. We still need to tell you that so that you can do some things maybe, you know, right after the holidays to get everything going and prepare it.
Do you think everybody knows that we're staging professionals as well?
I don't know, Sharon. Do you think we've ever mentioned that on the show?
I don't know. I think we have, maybe.
Once or twice?
Yeah. No, that's, I love doing that, though. I love helping people do that whole process of
love
what to do. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely love it.
All right. So Ryan's looking at me like, okay, time for a break. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction. Renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. I called her Cynthia last week. She thought she was in trouble.
I did.
Yeah.
I might have been in trouble.
Cynthia.
Cynthia Marie.
Yeah.
Oh. If you're really angry, you add the Marie, and I'm in some serious.
Yeah. That's when you really did something.
That's when you know. And I have to tell you, let me just tell you this funny thing. So we were talking a little bit about this. The show really is not about real estate. It's about me and Cindy catching up. We haven't seen each other in a while. So if you're not into that, then you should just change the channel and come back after and listen to the next show.
So, because it is all about us.
Yeah, it is.
Let's just be honest.
I was in the Boston office this weekend, and underneath us is a new restaurant called Landmark.
Oh, that's right.
And it's great. The cool vibe. It's all about old the brick and Boston firefighters and police officers.
Oh, awesome.
And just really cool vibe. Really, really cool vibe. So I was there this weekend. And of course, my girlfriend Kim, my girlfriend Kim did live in Dorchester, but she's in Braintree now. My girlfriend Karen lives right up the street, one block up the street. So she came down to see the office, and we went downstairs and we got a drink before, you know, with congratulations, cheers, blah, blah, blah. So the three of us are there, myself, Mark, and Karen. And she's like, well, what do you want? I was like, oh, I want the corner sangria. And she's like,
okay. The corner?
The corner sangria.
It's corner sangria.
I want the corner sangria. So I have a feeling that Dorchester twang might come back a little bit because it's so funny. But no, so Mark sort of looked at me and I was like, he's like, what are you getting? I'm like, the corner sangria. And he's like, I was like, the corner cranberry something sangria. He's like, he sort of just, whatever. But no, the name of the drink really is corner. They spelt it C-O-N-N-A-G-H. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm hanging out at the corner.
The corner, down at the corner.
I'm down at the corner. I'm
sitting on the stoop. I'm on the stoop.
I'm hanging out at Audrey's. That's where social media began. I did a blog on it. I did. Can you Google that? Social media, Sharon McNamara. And I bet you'll find it because you're good.
He is good.
Pointing
but he still hasn't told me what a cyborg is.
Half robot, half human.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. He knew. He's cool.
I knew.
Wherever
Didn't
we
I
go.
Didn't I say it was a...
Whatever I do, I'm taking him with me.
Like a... Yeah, it's a cyborg. Like, ooh, like Terminator. Wasn't he a cyborg?
You know a lot of great things like that.
You're right.
I have useless information like you wouldn't believe.
So, is this an article that was written about you?
Oh, look at
it
that.
Wasn't about me, but I wrote an article. Was it me? And it says...
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, there might have been an article about me. Audrey's Variety, social media. But that's where social media began. Was right at the corner store. You know what I mean? Like people were talking to each other. That's when people talked to each other.
Yes.
So now
Audrey's Variety, located on Dorchester Ave.
Yes.
Just for those of you who want to go there.
Did you find
closed,
the blog?
Right.
I did.
Isn't that? It's interesting.
I'm going to have to read it.
Okay. You can read it. And take any good pieces out and just like spit them out at us.
Okay,
because
okay.
That when did I write that?
It hasn't fully loaded yet.
Oh, okay.
I got the little... description.
Okay, perfect. That had nothing to do with anything we're supposed to be talking about. What do you want to talk about?
Potentially a few other things either. So you know what I do want to talk about?
No?
I want to talk about value price range, Sharon, because it annoys me to no end. And we could have an argument about this too. We might be on different sides of this.
Well, I had a fight with Dan Mann one time. He forgave me.
We could be having an argument here. So there's a property that my client was interested in, and she said, why are they saying it's on the market for $469? Mm-hmm. But they're accepting offers between $469 and $500. So I asked a couple of people in the office the other day.
Yeah.
And they said, well, because they want to bring in that range of buyers, like in that, you know, because you go in $25,000 or $50,000 increments. And I said, but they don't have any intention of accepting an offer in the $469 range. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so they want you to go up to the $500. Why? I like to avoid those. Like the I don't even like that. That puts the hair on the back of my neck up when I see value.
Well, and
price
the thing
range.
Is I feel as if it's false advertising and I feel as if it's a bait and switch.
Oh, so you agree with me?
I do agree with you.
Oh, I'm so excited. This annoys me.
Why do you think I'm always on the opposite side of you?
Because you're so wicked smart and I...
Yeah. No, because I feel that, you know, they want to price the house at $469 so it shows up to a different demographic of buyers that are going to get very excited about the house. I've been told by agents before they're not going to accept $469. They're listing it that way. Yeah, I know. I don't like it either.
Can we
end of
that
story? That? I don't
because,
know.
Because it's not okay.
I know. I agree with you. I really do.
I thought we were going to have a little back and forth.
No, I don't know.
Banter,
do you want me to pretend? No, but I think that the reason why they do it is so the demographic, when it shows up in MLS and when it shows up in other places, that it looks like it's a $469 house because it feels better than saying it's a $500,000 house. But I say just...
Price it correctly.
This is the range. This is the range that we're giving a client. We tell our clients to pick one, you know?
Yeah, I don't want them to do the range because then my client looks at it like, well, why would I offer 500? Like you're trying to explain this to someone that's just doesn't understand the industry potentially. Why would I offer 500,000 when it's listed for 469?
Mm-hmm.
And especially right now where most of these properties, a lot of them, if they are priced correctly, people are overbidding anyway. Mm-hmm. So why would you do something like that in this market? It annoys me. So I already have an attitude toward the agent.
Okay, Pebbles. Did she sound a little bit like Pebbles there? What
a little
was that?
Bit.
Bam, bam.
Oh, you are priceless. You are priceless. I really wish the show was every day. Let's just go there.
Bam, bam.
Look,
don't you have anything?
Look at Ryan. That's the hottest I've ever seen Ryan laugh. Sharon wishes the show was every day.
Don't you have the Flintstones song there like you have the Three's Company?
Oh, yeah.
Because what does it go? Well, no, that's
the
woo-woo. I don't
listen. I promise. Okay, so to all our listeners, we promise next week
Seriously,
we will really talk
about
something.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah, but this is why you love us, people,
right?
Because we are human, and we had a very, you know, we tend to get
we're
like
not
this.
Cyborgs, yeah.
No, we're not cyborgs,
or smorgasbords, either.
But I think that
stop playing with the microphone because you're going in and out. Honest to God,
I know. But you know, I think we tend to get a little silly at the end of the week. Oh, here we go.
Yabba-dabba-doo. I knew it was something.
You can find everything. He's so good at his job. Oh, my goodness.
I know how to use the YouTube.
The YouTube. That's like I'm going to the Walmart.
That's right. I looked it up on the Google.
Is he making fun of us right now because we're old? I think he might be. Does he know we're in the room and we can hear him? I looked it up on the YouTube. That's priceless. I love you for saying that. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I wonder if anyone else out there thinks we're funny.
You know? I don't know, but
I don't know. I feel like we're going to get fired. You know what? They're going to tell us, hey, you can't be on that show anymore.
It wouldn't be the first time.
I have a blast.
Right?
Who cares, really? I mean, it's all about us three right here, right now in this room. Just doing what we do.
And there she goes.
I have such a headache. It hurts to think, and I can't
do anything. Well, clearly you're not thinking on this show, Shia. And I just throw that out there.
All I can do is laugh because I'm looking. Melissa is wonderful. You know, we told that terrible story about Melissa. Did you hear about that story that I told last week?
No.
I'm still not.
I have some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I'm still over it. I'm not over it.
No, that's not okay.
No, we sent out a postcard, and Melissa is my assistant with me and Mary, and she's our team liaison. She does all of this marketing stuff for us.
She does a lot.
She does a lot. She gets all of this stuff ready for us that I can't read because I have a headache.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Do you think you can get me something for the show today?
I know. Yeah.
We can talk about.
She's been busy.
Research?
She does a lot of good. You know, she's doing a lot. So we sent out a postcard and there was a typo on the postcard. But of course, we didn't know it because mistakes happen, right? So what makes you stronger from a mistake is that you learn from it, right?
You move on.
Yeah, you move on. Well, a man called and left me two voicemails, not one, but two voicemails saying I was dumb as rocks because there was a typo. Now, it was just very busy. Usually we have somebody else that will proof it and everything else. And there was just so much going on at the end of the month that we just sort of pushed it out. Unfortunately, we didn't catch the typo, but it wasn't like we took off somebody's arm. Like we had a word that was wrong. It wasn't even a bad word.
No.
It was just like the wrong town. And
it happens.
Things happen.
They know where they live, these
things
people.
Things happen. So the guy called me and said that I was dumb as rocks. So I said, Melissa, would you mind just calling this gentleman back? He brought it to our attention, which makes us stronger. So let's, you know, call him and own it and tell him we made a mistake. And then we're going to send out another postcard, and thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it, and we'll get over the fact that you called my boss a freaking I can say freaking, right?
Sure.
Okay, dumb as rocks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who does that even? That's mean, like mean. So Melissa called and said, you know, thank you for your phone call, thank you for bringing it to our attention. We just wanted to let you know that we are going to make some changes and send it out, but we appreciate you let us know. He's like, you're so dumb, you should be fired. Oh, no, first he said, like, your boss is dumb as rocks. And she said, well, I actually made the error. That's why I'm calling you. And he said, then you should be fired. In fact, you should jump off a bridge and kill yourself.
Can you imagine?
Over a typo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm still not over it. I just, why is the word, why is people so mean like that? Why, like, I feel like he needs a friend. Like, all I can do is pray for him.
We should send him flowers.
Oh, that's so sad.
Or an edible arrangement. Something nice.
I'm not sending him food, but.
That could be taken, the, flowers. Wrong. Could we'll be taken the wrong way.
I know. Send him flowers or something.
Yeah.
Well, we might need this more than
we were going to egg
do.
Him with plastic eggs, remember? And we're going to put little nice notes inside the plastic eggs.
We're going to nice him to death.
We're egging you to, like, with niceties.
Yeah, I like that.
We're going to kill you with kindness.
One. Yeah. We're just going to put eggs all over
we're
the place.
We're going to kill you with kindness, buddy.
You know what? That's so funny because somebody did that, my mother one time out in the yard, and they wanted to, like, sort of distract her. And, like, my mother's very tidy, and they put, like, paper plates, like, all over the yard to, like, sort of get her angry. Like, oh, let's watch her pick these up. So she went out there later with a magic marker and put smiley faces on all of them.
Oh, that's great. Good response.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So this is a show about nothing, but you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are full-time real estate agents, and I apologize. We're just very silly today. We both had a very long week. We're trying to get you little tidbits of information. Our goal today is to let you know the inventory is low. It's not a bad time to put the house on the market.
No.
If you are thinking about putting it on, now is a great time. If you want to wait until the spring, just keep in mind that spring would be the day after Super Bowl Sunday, which is February something or other, usually first weekend in February.
Is it? Okay.
And that, you know, having us come out and give you a free consultation now is a really good idea because we can go through things, especially if you've been in your house for 25, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, have us go out there now and we can give you some ideas and suggestions of what you should be doing to have your house ready.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, like purging. What a better time to purge than to purge during the winter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you, Sharon. right. Oh, my God.
You know, purging is a great time because you are inside a lot.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, Don't you like, I mean, who wants to purge in the summer?
No one wants to purge in the summer because you're always outside. So you might as well take advantage of the winter months and purge in the winter and then get your house on the market for the spring, right after Super Bowl Sunday for the spring market.
Would you mind coming in here and sitting in her seat? Just sit right there on her lap.
Oh, can I take over your spot?
Yeah, sure. Come press the button.
I love pressing buttons.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So that was Ryan. Ryan should get his real estate license and come work for Boston Connect Real Estate. Mm.
There's an idea.
That is an idea. Mm. You should do that.
You'd pass without even taking the course.
But you need to.
Yeah, you have to.
But legally, you have to.
You can just keep your earbuds in and do whatever you want.
Yeah. All right.
We can have you as a buyer's agent. Come on over. Come on over.
Okay. Come on, knock on my door.
Red Rover, send Ryan right over.
All right.
This is completely a show about nothing.
No.
We got nothing. Okay. I have a headache.
Seinfeld like talk radio.
Yeah, but what I have is a headache. So I wanted to say that, before I forget, that our show is being sponsored by Fairway Mortgage. We don't want to forget about them. They're probably thinking, why are we part of that show? Because we're being so silly today. But we have Dan over there as well as Eric and Dave, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. And they're very, very helpful. So,
and their staff is great. Yep.
Yeah, the staff is great. Yeah, everything goes through with just easy breezy. So we love our Daniel man over at Fairway Mortgage and the rest of the crew there. So thank you so much for being a sponsor here of our show, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. What else you got? You want to talk about something else? How much more time do we have?
We got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes to laugh and giggle. Well, we only have 2 minutes, but that gives us time to talk about open houses.
Open houses.
So if you're thinking that you want to go to some open houses this weekend, we're going to have lots of them, I think.
Oh, there are. Yeah. There are a lot this weekend. Yep.
Which would be tomorrow. So you can go on to bostonconnect.com.
And
yeah, and today. Yep. Go on to bostonconnect.com and you'll find all the open houses that are happening, not only in our office at Boston Connect Real Estate, but all the offices on the South Shore. If you can't make it to an open house this weekend and you would like a private showing of a home, well, give Cindy or myself a call and we'd be happy to give you a private showing. Cindy, what's your phone number?
781-367-4419. Sharon, what's your phone number?
Well, you sound like people could be like a midnight show here with that voice. My number is 781-294-4848. You can always reach us at the office too, 781-826-8000. But go on to our website, bostonconnect.com. You can find our bios on there, everything that's going on with all of the listings for the office, all of the new faces that we have over there. So we have a lot of new faces. One of our new people that you're training right now, mentoring, Jen Conley.
Jen Conley,
And Caroline.
We were putting Caroline's first listing in just the other day. Well, it's not ready to go on yet, but we're getting it prepared offline
in
Hingham.
A nice house in Hingham, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that. And I have my Rick and Michelle just had a closing this week, another one. So she's on fire.
She's great.
Yeah, they're awesome, awesome agents.
Yeah, they're all doing really well. All right, well, if you need to get in touch with us, please feel free to call us. Again, that phone number at the office is 781-826-8000, or you can reach us at bostonconnect.com. Have a fabulous weekend.
Bye-bye, everybody.